1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire. 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late summer trip or heading back to school with a set of Yokohama tires. Choose from the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, along with the Avid Ascend LX and more. Mel's can also handle any repair to get you back on the road, including brakes, struts, shocks, and engine work, just to name a few. So keep your students safe on the road with Yokohama and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August. Nice start to the day. Partly to mostly cloudy and 70 degrees on our way to 88 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia Police Officer Jaffer Aga, as it's back to school time and we need to be watching out for the kids and the buses and adhering to the rules. Officer Aga, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are things going for you today?
I'm doing quite well. How about yourselves?
We're doing well so far. So do you have last-minute work here from the Emporia Police Department here right before the, you know, a jumpstart day today here in town, but also the first official day tomorrow?
Right, yeah. We're looking at everything resuming tomorrow, which is going to mean that we're going to have all of our buses out in force. We're going to have kids walking to school, and we just wanted to talk about safety issues concerning those two things.
Yeah, kids will be some walking, and of course, kids will be dropped off close to school in some instances, too. So really great to keep an eye out for the kids. Let's talk first about adhering to some school zone efforts. Joffre, what do people need to be doing?
Well, when you're going through school zones, the thing I kind of recommend to you is just constant vigilance. When we look nationally at the tragedies that are collisions with pedestrians or vehicles in school zones, the overwhelming amount of it is distracted driving, followed closely with excessive speed. So we can easily tackle those two things by paying attention when we're in or around school zones and by giving ourselves plenty of time before we leave to our destination to get there on time without having speed.
Joffre, when it comes to the speed side of things, is it simply one of those things where people just aren't used to it, you know, essentially the changeover from summer driving to the school season, or is this maybe more of a longer-term issue that develops and continues here throughout much of the school year?
Well, I couldn't speak to everyone's individual motivations for it. I know that sometimes people prioritize making it to work on time, and they say, well, I can sneak through at 5 or 6 miles an hour over that 20-mile-an-hour school zone limit. However, every mile an hour you go over increases that braking distance, which just adds an element of danger to anyone crossing the roads there.
Well, and you have to watch out for the crossing guards and the kids during the school zone times as well. And how penal is it for a school zone traffic speeding violation?
Well, our speeding violations vary depending on how fast over the limit you're going. And then Kansas traffic ordinances do double the existing fines when they're in school zones. So you're talking about a minimum speeding fine in Emporia of $55, then becomes $110 with a $77 court cost, really adds up. Up to, if you're going 41 miles over the speed limit, you're talking a $740 ticket plus court cost, so $800 ticket.
That is significant right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, are there any penalties if you are caught doing this like a second or third time? Are there rules for that as well?
There's administrative penalties to habitually violating traffic ordinances. Up to, the state can revoke a driver's license from a driver.
Understood.
That should get your attention.
That should. Okay. How big of a problem, Joffre, is the bus side of things, too? Because this seems to be, there seems to be a double-barreled safety issue when it comes to school kids. And the buses, I know, has gotten a lot of attention, too, with people going right around those stop arms as if they're not even there.
The driving around the school bus there is actually overwhelmingly dangerous for the students, considering that the bus blocks their ability to see what they're about to walk in front of. And so that's why there is no holds barred. If that sign is extended, all movement has to come to a complete stop. Both sides of the road, wherever you stop, don't even crawl up and approach. Just stay where you are until the sign is fully retracted.
And what might be the penalty for those who do not adhere to that rule?
I have to look up that one here. Okay. I've got to find the schedule with me, but that's a pretty penny, if I recall.
Yeah, I think it is. And again, the habitual rule goes into effect with that too.
Yeah,
if you were caught doing that more than once. But yeah, it is.
So the base fine for it is $215 plus court costs, and then if you do it in a school zone, you're going to have that doubled up to $430.
Wow, that will definitely hit the pocketbook. Joffre, when it comes to the Emporia Police Enforcement side of things, how busy are you guys going to be here the next, really to close out this week around school zones and possibly the next couple of weeks here as drivers get back to the normal school-related flow?
I'd say that, the school itself will keep us busy. People are moving around now that they've been nice and tucked in over the summer, but as far as the traffic law regarding school zones, we have historically and will continue to vigilantly enforce those. We're talking about the safety of our children and the children of our own community members. So we have a great interest in making sure that those speed limits are adhered to and those school buses are kept safe.
And obviously school zones will be in play prior to and after school. And I know, Jogger, too, that, again, we're talking with Emporia Police Officer Joffre Agha here, previewing the start of school and school and kids safety and bus safety. Taking kids to and picking up kids from school, issue with a lot of traffic congestion around the elementary schools, Emporia Middle Schools. Any suggestions on the proper way to get yourself in and around all of that traffic?
Well, I mean, I feel the frustration being a parent and a motorist as well while I'm working and those school zones are packed up. But, I mean, again, one of the best things you can do is make sure that you leave early enough to get to your destination without having to get there on with excessive speed or be able to anticipate that you might have to slow down. Motorists in big cities have kind of realized that there's probably going to be traffic someday, and so they've worked that into it. And we just remember that we know that those school zone areas are going to get kind of congested around pickup and drop-off time. As far as when you're picking and dropping off, if you can do your best to give as much room to through motorists as you can, as well as just give due care to the people who are already there waiting to pick up, drop off the kids, no double parking or cutting them off, it tends to have a trickle-down effect on slowing everything up.
Joffre, before we let you go here, I understand that the police department has started up a YouTube channel, and you'll be posting a lot of videos, and I think what school safety is one of those that's on the list.
Yeah, I think we have three videos for school safety up as of yesterday. You'll find yours truly in two of them. And then we're hoping to, and I have a special interest in making these public information videos, kind of passing down tips, tricks, and safety ideas that we've picked up over the years to the community in general.
Outstanding. We will go ahead and get those posted to our story here later today so folks have another option for that. But good to have that particular option here for the Emporia Police Department and those videos coming up. Are we missing anything, Joffre, before we wrap things up here today?
I don't think so. I think it was a pretty good amount of topics covered and got some good information out there.
Appreciate it, Joffre. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day. Emporia Police Officer Joffre Agha joining us. School bus and kids back to school safety here this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our morning show, we do have Friday's Newsmaker segment that is open. That could wind up filling up later today, so if you want that spot, jump on it by calling 342-1400 or emailing KVUE at KVUE.com. Several Newsmakers are already taken for next week as well, so keep that in mind. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is United Way Director Mickey Edwards. We're talking about a new partnership that's...